tell us a bit about Sunday night. Did you watch the programme last night and think, blimey, am I up against these other 15 people?
Yeah, I'm very proud to be in that top 16. There's so many amazing athletes this year. I set it up on stage and, you know, I really mean it because I do my sport because I love it, and to be the best I can be. To be recognised for that is really nice, and it tops the year off really well.
I guess double Olympian you would never dream of when you was a kid, but BBC Sports personality, is that something you used to watch and then think, blimey, I'm going to actually be there now?
Yeah, it is, and it is a crazy feeling. And you're right, I didn't ever dream of it. I didn't think it would be a reality. You know, I only had the Olympic dream when I was 17 years old. I've always done sport up until that stage because I loved it, and I continue to do it because of that reason. But like I said, to be recognised and be up where, with those amazing, talented athletes who, you know, have inspired me along the way as well, it's a very proud feeling.
And just finally, what's your message to the younger people in Medway who want to get into sport, who think to do it, and don't know if they're going to be good enough and that kind of thing? You know, can you inspire them to dream big?
Of course, I think that is the words to use, is dream big. Be ambitious, set targets. I always advise people, always set targets, set goals so you've got something to work towards. It's one of the main things in life, and not just in sport, but outside sport as well. If you've got a goal, absolutely go for it with your best shot.